I hereby introduce to you Mr. Michael Veazey.
I have another guest from Europe. This time we have Augustus Kligis, who is Lithuanian in Germany. So he has a unique perspective on things. He's very plugged into the sort of US Amazon scene. So he has an interesting perspective. And Augustus is running the Seller Optimization Summit, which I believe is opening very, very soon. So Augustus has come on to tell us all about that. So welcome back to the show.
Hello, Michael. Nice to be here.
Great to see you. So tell us, what is this? So it's another virtual summit, which I know you're a specialist in. You did one a few months ago, if I remember. So tell us, what prompted you to do this in the first place?
So yes, about half a year ago, which was 2016 September, I organized the European Private Label Summit, which was focusing on delivering information to European sellers on Amazon. It was quite a successful project. A lot of speakers got new clients and they got exposure. I was happy with the feedback of attendees. And a lot of people just sent, you know, that they are happy that such event was there and it was for free. It's for limited time. These kind of virtual summits, they are not fully for free. I mean, they are free to watch, but for limited time with the option to upgrade. And this was the reason I decided to create another summit this year. I wanted to... Actually, initially, I thought to do a summit about product listing optimization, so I wanted to be very specific. However, when I started to contact speakers, the amount of topics, it just grew. It just some people were offering interesting topics, and I was spotting some interesting ideas so I could talk with some people. So I just thought, okay, it's nice to... include these other topics as well, not only about optimization. So in that, it became Seller Optimization Summit, which is covering not only optimization specific topics, but some other themes as well, other subjects.
Okay, so what are the main subjects that, so obviously you're focused on optimization. Well, tell us a little bit about that. Who have you got coming on to talk about optimization, and what do you think are the main things that you are aware that people are in need of?
I think optimization is a very hot topic. So there will be, I didn't count how many sessions, but there will be a quite big part of the summit will be talking how to optimize your sponsored ads and also optimization in sourcing the products, optimization in packaging, for example, with manual batchware. And besides that, there will be, I decided to educate people about thinking out of the Amazon box. So I wanted to bring some topics which educate them how to expand your Amazon business to other selling platforms, also how to get external traffic to your Amazon listing. So I will be talking with Brian Bowman, for example, about Facebook advertising, how to set up sales funnels using Facebook social platform, and where do you have to direct this traffic to your Amazon listing or to your landing page. Also, I brought a few case studies where they will be sharing, for example, Sophie Howard, she will be sharing how she created a subscription-based brand. She is actually a successful brand builder. So I noticed that brand building is also a hot topic. So I brought like four or five different speakers to cover this topic in depth. So it became a mix of different topics, but I hope people will be really enjoying and getting big value from all these speakers.
Yeah, that sounds like quite the lineup. I mean, some really big names there. And as you say, the hot topics, I'm very interested in just like delving a little bit more on some of those. So optimization, obviously, everyone's talking about. But yeah, external traffic is becoming the new big buzzword. So what people did you talk to apart from Brian, and what sort of insights are they going to be bringing? What are they going to be discussing around external topics, external traffic, I should say?
So very big... big potential to get external traffic are influencers. So I will be talking with Brian Burt about some strategies, how to approach influencers and get them to promote your products. Also, I have a case study with one successful Amazon seller who started as maybe a lot of beginners with just a few thousand dollars, and his first month's revenue was just like $3,000 a month. But then he, well, by chance, by accident, in some co-working space in Asia, he met influencer who had a huge website, I mean, website with a huge traffic. And he teamed up with that person, and now they are doing $70,000 per month revenue. So it's a very nice case study to show that things are possible to grow your business a little bit outside Amazon box. So I think talking about external traffic, influencers, and also social media platforms like Facebook and other ones are important. In my summit, I'm not covering a lot of other platforms than Facebook, but what relates to Facebook, as I mentioned, we will talk with Brian Bowman about it, also with Michael Hecker. He's a software developer from Germany. He has an interesting software which can track Facebook advertising clicks to Amazon product listing, and his software can match the orders with Facebook advertising clicks. So it's very interesting how he does things. So basically, when you get click on Facebook advertising, you can track if that person bought or not, and it's quite precise. So it's interesting ideas.
That's really huge, because friends of mine who are doing some Facebook, so two or three friends of mine are pretty successful with Facebook ads, driving to either via a landing page or direct, but either which way, driving Amazon sales. But yeah, the whole top topic, I was in a meeting about a month ago with some of them, and they said, yeah, exactly that thing. How the hell do you track it? So that is of great interest, I think, to the more advanced people. That's really, this is really hot stuff. I can see why, you know, why the value is here. Now, you mentioned also building a brand. And that's another big hot topic. We had Manuel Bekvar recently on the podcast talking about that. And, you know, that it takes some time, but it's one of those investments you've got to make. We also had Steve Chu talking about that recently. In fact, that's just about to be published. So it's so obviously another hot topic. Who else is talking about that area, and what sort of insights did they give you, just in a nutshell?
So I brought a lawyer, a private label lawyer, Susan Hickson. She will be talking a little bit from a lawyer's perspective, what is important to think of, what kind of brand name, trademark you have to register, how to think of a name. Also, I have a seller from UK, Shelley Simone. She will be sharing her ideas how they are building successful brands. So during her session, I heard a lot of interesting new ideas, how she's thinking, how she's creating different characters or animals together with a brand which appears late in the pictures of product listing. So it's very interesting. The brand is not only the name, but you have to create your voice, your character and character's voice. Also, I have Zach Tips. He's running Amazon consultancy agency, and he was sharing, he's working with bigger brands. I understood that he's specializing serving more existing brands to how they can enter into Amazon. So he's also sharing some of the insights from work with his clients. Yes, so brand is very interesting. And as I mentioned, Sophie Howards from New Zealand, she will be sharing some case study, how she built a subscription-based brand and how does it work. And actually, a subscription-based brand, it sounds very interesting, because if you build a brand, a regular brand, you can sell it for maybe 3 or 5 X of your net profit, yearly profit, I think. But if it's a subscription-based company, then it's valued like 11X of your net profit. So it's amazing difference what you can do if you invest your time and strategies building that.
Wow, so some really broad thinking. I like it, because as you say, the Amazon box is something we're all guilty of living in, and I'm just as guilty as anyone else. So Will Turnland calls it the Amazon echo chamber. So I like the fact you've got people who are thinking bigger. And two things I like about that, thinking about the brand being more than just a name, and it's a whole tone of voice. That's really good. So I look forward to that session. I'm going to be listening to that if I can get to it. And the other one, the subscription-based business, anything that makes your business worth 10 times net profit has got to be checking out. very worth checking out. The that reminds me of a book which I can't remember the title of, but I'll try and put it in the show notes, where somebody's talked entirely about how to build a subscription-based businesses, and there are about 8 different models of that. So that's something that I think we should all be checking out. So Augustus, this is clearly all great stuff. I'm very impressed with the breadth of thinking that you're going to be offering people. How do people access all this stuff, and what form does it take? Is it all videos or audio or blog posts? How's that all happening?
So people just have to go to selleroptimizationsummit.com website and they have to sign up for free. It's advertised as a free event because I'm giving this content for free during the week of between 3rd and 9th of April. So it works like this, that during this week, every day you will be receiving emails from me with maybe 5 or 6 video sessions to watch. And these sessions are available for 24 hours. And then when the next day comes, all the sessions are locked and new sessions are unlocked. If you want to upgrade, you are welcome to upgrade, but you can watch everything for free anyway. And yes, most of the sessions are pre-recorded. It would be just impossible to coordinate 40 plus speakers to do live webinars during 7 days. And I would probably not survive such a marathon. But I will have 5 sessions live during this week. During live sessions, there will be some presentation and afterwards Q&A. So live sessions which are scheduled are with Will Turland, which everybody knows. He will be sharing information about Vendor Central, how it works and how to get into that. He will be receiving questions and answers session as well. And the last day on 9th of April, there is a plan to have a live session with Scott Walker from the Amazing Seller podcast. He is actually having a pre-recorded session as well, where he's sharing also very interesting. Well, he's sharing how on what's the name? Pinterest? No, not Pinterest. Instagram. Hold on. How on Instagram he was getting cheap traffic to his products, to his landing page, and. This is a pre-recorded session, but during the live session, he will be more talking about take action mindset, which he's popular about. Another people I would like to highlight are ex-Amazonians. They will be having about, I think, 4 speakers who used to work at Amazon. So it's important to listen what they talk. And there will be Brad Moss, Karina McLeod, Peter Cairns, and James Thompson. And Peter Cairns, he will have a live session on 6th of April. So he will be sharing what he learned at Amazon, the leadership principles Amazon company is using. So he wants to share this with the sellers so they also start thinking more like Amazon. And he also will be accessible via questions afterwards. So a lot of great information and a very busy week, I guess.
That sounds pretty incredible stuff. I like the ex-Amazonians, as you say, we need to really listen to them because they really, really know what's going on. We had Brad Moss on the podcast a while ago and he was very, very impressive guy, as you'd expect of somebody who ran Seller Central. That's got to be off the charts level of IQ and business savvy to do that. But Peter Ken sounds very, very interesting. And yeah, Amazon is famous for its sort of leadership principles and particular corporate culture. So that's definitely something we have to understand, right? So just tell us the nuts and bolts. So we know where to go for it. And I'll put a link in on the podcast blog, amazingfba.com/SOS, as in Seller Optimization Summit. But when is this all kicking off, Augustus? Is this very soon?
Yeah, so the whole summit will run between 3rd and 9th of April, but there will be a kickoff webinar as well on 2nd of April, one day before day zero. There will be a first kickoff webinar at 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. UK, Sunday. And there I will also have 3 guests, Daniel McMillan, Brian Johnson, and Jeff Cohen from Seller Labs. So, yeah, the official day is day 1, 3rd of April, but there will be also day 0 kickoff webinar.
Fantastic. All right. Well, I get people to come along to amazingfba.com/SOS and they can all go through that link and make sure that they are kept informed. So, Augustus, I think that's about it. It sounds like you've got a ton of information there. So we don't need to sort of repeat it here. People need to just get themselves over there and sign up for this. So free information, after all, it's a good price point. And if people want to have control over the when they see stuff, I guess they can pay a little bit extra. But it sounds pretty amazing. I'm really very interested in many of those topics. And I think particularly getting outside of Amazon, all the stuff you're talking about, either bringing external traffic to Amazon or just building a brand outside Amazon, those are kind of the way of the future in 2017. So you're ahead of the curve as ever. So thanks very much for coming on to talk about that. Very interesting stuff. And yeah, good luck with your summit. It sounds like you got some incredible people.
Thanks a lot. It was a pleasure to be here with you again.
Yeah, great to talk to you, Augustus. Okay, take care. All the best. Hi, this is Michael Veazey from Amazing FBA. I've got a quick one for you. If you're super stoked and awesomely excited to sell on Amazon, that's great. But if you're American, I'm afraid you need to stop listening because this one is for the Brits only. I'm not being biased, but this is because I'm talking about something which is based in London. So you're going to need to be in Britain or near Britain to take advantage of it. The basic problem we have as internet entrepreneurs is we are lonely and isolated because we're tapping, sadly, at our tablets on our own. We're cooped up with our computers and we're going insane with the internet. We need to connect to other people. It's only a human thing, right? And relationships are the basis of all good business. So if you are in that situation, keep listening because we have a solution called the Amazing FBA London Mastermind. But I'm going to specifically talk to you if you're in that situation, but you are yet to launch on Amazon. So you want to launch on Amazon, you haven't got there yet. This is exactly for you. It's called the Zero to Hero Pre-Launch Mastermind. And our aim is very simple, to get you from research or importing, or even if you've got products on the way to Amazon, to launch with your first product live on Amazon. That's our goal. That's our focus. How do we achieve that? Very simple. We have a face-to-face meeting of up to 15 people, no more than that. So it's very, very focused. And you get 30 minutes minimum to talk about your business and focus on the single issue that's blocking you that month to move you forward. The other way we keep you accountable is that we have a video accountability call once a month as well, which it goes in between the physical meetups so that we keep that momentum going, because momentum's everything, guys. As you know, on your own, you just lose the dream and you fall into slowness and then the business just dies from neglect. So we do the opposite. We keep it moving. We keep each other motivated. We inspire and we tell the truth about what doesn't work so other people can learn from it. We also have a couple of other things. I give an exclusive newsletter available only to members of the Mastermind where I share the latest tips, techniques, and tricks and bigger strategies that I'm trying on my Amazon businesses and tell you what works and frankly what doesn't work as well so you can learn from my mistakes. And of course, there's an exclusive Facebook group to share all this good stuff with each other in between the meetings and the accountability calls. So there's a ton on offer here. It's obviously going to be very limited because it's maximum 15 people anyway. But for the first 5 people who come on board, there will be a special deal and a very special price for life. But that's obviously only for the first 5 people who come on board. So if you want to check it out, just go to amazingfba.com/London Mastermind and you can find out there more about it. You can apply there as well if you want to. And if you move fast, you might even be one of the lucky first 5 people to take advantage of it as well. So that's amazingfba.com/London Mastermind. I'm going to put this video out to everyone on my podcast and everyone in the Facebook group, of which we've got nearly 900 members now, and on the YouTube channel. So I imagine that this will fill quite quickly. So if you're serious about it, get yourself over to amazingfba.com/London Mastermind and you can find. Thanks for listening.